Hello.
My name is Tammy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, ma'am. That would be me. My name is Cordarius Pennington.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. And how can I help you today?
I had put in for my unemployment, and I'm calling in yesterday to try to make my weekly claim, which would be my first time. And it won't go through. It's telling me to put in a four-digit identification number, which I don't have.
A four-digit PIN number, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
So you weren't able to file your claim?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I can assist you. Can I have your social, please?
It's going to be 419-312203.
Could you repeat that for me?
419-312203.
Thank you. Can you verify your name, please?
Cordarius Pennington.
Do you have middle initial, sir?
It's going to be J for Jabbar.
Can I have your date of birth, please?
November 28th, 1988.
Your mother's maiden name?
Cassandra Pennington.
Can you verify your driving license number, please?
890-2776.
And the state?
Alabama.
Okay, sir, did you? Okay, okay. You did a claim yesterday. I mean, you did one on a claim on the 6th.
No, that's when I called and applied for it, but I posted my first claim yesterday.
And you weren't able to?
No, ma'am.
Okay. You don't have a name change, and your birth date is 12/88. Okay. Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 12th.
Okay, and you verified. If you approve for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer, sir?
I prefer the Alabama card.
Okay. You have indicated that you wish to receive the unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color card, a colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama prepaid benefits account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fees, no per service fee, a $0 in network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out of network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefit card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you verify your mailing address, please?
812 Nelson, NELSON, Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
Ma'am?
Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's the same.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Can you verify the number that you have on file?
On my telephone number?
Yes, sir.
205-356-8826.
Thank you. I'm going to verify the mailing address you created. 812 Nelson Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215. Is that correct, sir?
I didn't hear you say it again.
812 Nelson Drive, NELSON Drive, Birmingham, Alabama, 35215.
Yes, ma'am, that's it.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer some randomly generated questions. Which of the following street addresses in Centerpoint have you ever lived or been associated with? 2229 First Street Northeast, 2321st 7th Street Northwest, 3916 Mars Avenue, or 625 16th Court Northwest?
It's going to be 2321.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1220 Woodland Avenue Southwest, 1608 Bellingraph Drive, 223 Baker Drive, 818 Garden Woods Drive.
1220 Woodland Avenue.
Which of the following street addresses in Birmingham have you ever lived or been associated with? 1817 Brookview Lane, 2208 Earth Wood Circle, 2650 Sweeney Hollow Road, or 2912 Ruffner Road?
Neither one.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am. I don't know what that is.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
What's the reason for the break in your claim?
Ma'am?
The reason, you say you hadn't worked since the last time you filed.
Oh, yeah. I end up getting fired.
No. Okay. So I need a reason for breaking claim. When I mean that, it says, have you worked since the last time you filed? You said no. So why didn't you file your claim?
Oh, I was looking for work, but then seeing that I couldn't find it, so I said, why am I looking on the floor?
Anything. Okay. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed, sir?
No, ma'am.
205-356-8826.
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am. But no, ma'am, not physically, but not while I have things going on.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
What was your job title?
Machine operator.
Okay. And can you and do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay, what do we do here? Let me see. Okay, hold on. I got to go to employment. So you have been filing weekly, correct?
No, ma'am. This is supposed to be my first time filing yesterday. Everything that you're doing now, a lady did that last week. But she said this is supposed to be my first.
Okay, so, you'll have to call because what I'm going to do, you'll get a PIN. You didn't have a four-digit PIN number, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Ask me for a four-digit identification, which I don't have.
Okay. You got one now. 0388.
Okay.
That's just a temporary PIN. At any time, you can always change it. And so that way you can go and do your certifications, call your claims in each week. You know the number to call each week, correct?
Yes, ma'am. It's a 458 number they gave me, correct?
458-2282. 205-458-2282.
Yes, ma'am. See, the lady I talked to last week, she didn't give me my four-digit PIN.
Okay. So you got it now. You got it?
Yeah, ma'am. 0388.
I gave it to you. So that's, gave you that. And you know to call your weekly claims in each week. And did you go ahead and update your resume?
It's my former job.
Yes, sir. You know, you have the unemployment claim we just finished. Also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center.
Okay. Yeah, I already have a resume.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we have completed your unemployment claim. Have you received your booklet yet?
My booklet? What is that?
The unemployment booklet.
No, ma'am. I just received two papers.
Okay. Well, You'll get that in about 7 days. That's going to be explain your rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined.
Okay. How long does it take for my approval letter to come?
Okay. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. So you must begin meeting the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. And that you say you already did your resume. Correct?
Well, I supposed to send my resume too?
Okay, you have an update. You have to update it. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in to alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Because failure to do that can result in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay. So I need to update my resume with the Career Center.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And do you want the? I mean, I got the website if you want to.
I know the careers on the website.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So when do I start back calling? It's too late for me to call yesterday, right?
Sir?
I said it's not going to count for me calling yesterday, right? You had to do a whole nother claim?
We did your claim, so you'll call your claim in each week now. You have Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. And then number 205-458-2282. And now you have a PIN number now.
I was saying, I supposed to call yesterday, so that's right. So you had to do a whole nother one.
You had to start a claim, yes, sir.
Okay, guys. So, I mean, I got to wait extra time now because she did the same thing that you doing last week.
Okay, but you needed a PIN number, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you did your claim today, and then now you have a PIN number.
Yeah, but what I was saying, the same thing that you're doing today, the lady did that last week. She just didn't give me no PIN number. I mean, I pulled the call my first time yesterday, which was Sunday, but I wasn't able to. So now I'm saying you had to do this all over again, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I just started calling this. So I just started calling this Sunday coming up.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Yes. So that means
Sunday till Friday by five to call your weekly certification in.
Okay. So that means that just added extra time on to how long I gotta wait, right?
I'm not gonna say that, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, I sure appreciate it very much. I'll be calling every week.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
That four digit PIN 0388, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and do that resume, and I'll be listening out. I'm looking out for them approval letters. And how long it take for that paperwork to come?
It takes 5 to 7 days after you've been approved to receive your card, sir.
Okay, gotcha. All right, well, thank you for your help today.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You have a great day.
You too.